Bullet Hell RPG Archville releasing this next month. Bethesda Game Studios dedicated to single-player games. Stream Deck is delayed. And Quantum Dream's next game is a Star Wars game. All on the Bleep Bloop Podcast. What is going on, everybody? It is your guy, Retro Lag, back once again for another episode of the Bleep Bloop Podcast. This is the headlines, week three. We got four great stories that came out this last week. The first one up, we're not even going to delay, is Archville. Bullet Hell RPG Archville is going to be releasing this next month. Now, this was reported by Joe Screbbles off of IGN, and he goes on to say, Archville, a hybrid RPG and bullet hell shooter, will be released on December 2nd for Nintendo Switch, Xbox One, and PC. It's available on both Humble Store and Steam, and will be coming to Game Pass for console and PC. Now, I gotta tell you the truth. I wasn't initially a fan of Bullet Hell games. I never really even played them. I never really paid too much attention to them until I played an indie game called Good Night. And Good Night, like literally, good night, man. Like, you might as well be sleeping, because when you play this game, like, it is no joke. But this game I found interesting for a few reasons. One, it's an indie game. Two, it's an RPG, which that's very interesting. And three, it's a bullet hell game. So that's even more interesting. Now, they go on to say a little bit more about the game. Archville is a top-down bullet hell game with an emphasis on skill-based play, but builds in traditional RPG elements. You'll be able to craft up to 200 items of weapons and armor made from resources looted from dungeons and the enemies within. Now, I think that's a really cool element, because what that does is that gives you more abilities to actually play on to beef up your character, as opposed to just you kind of got one level of abilities and you can get temporary abilities, but when they fade, you're back to your normal level, your baseline, and then that's about it. And you just got to essentially dodge the bullets and, you know, try to take down enemies. So with this, having those RPG elements just adds to where you want to keep playing. You want to keep customizing your character. Maybe you can pick and choose what dungeons you actually go to. So maybe you're farming and you're building up your XP so you can unlock certain abilities, so then you can take down these harder dungeons, which I think that's just really cool. That's a really cool element to add to a game. They go on also to say that there is a demo available. It came out at the time of recording this video or this podcast yesterday, November 13th. So make sure you go check that out. That's on the Humble Store as well as Steam. And that is Archville. So if you are an indie game lover, if you are a bullet hell lover, if you are an RPG lover, if you're a pixel graphics lover, go check this game out. All right, on to the next one. Now, this one is a big story, and I know a lot of you handheld lovers out there are depressed probably when you saw this. Now, this came from GameSpot.com, and this was from Persia on November 10th. Steam Deck delayed. Now, it was announced on the Steam website that the Steam Deck has been delayed due to manufacturing and supply issues. The new expected delivery date has shifted from December of 2021 to February of 2022. Now, as if it was, like, I gotta tell you the truth. To me, this wasn't a big deal, because, like, when I tried to when I tried to reserve it initially, I couldn't get my hands on it. And then when I saw the price, I was like, hold up, man. Like, so I'm not in a real rush to even get this. Now, you know, there are some hype beasts out there that they got to get their hands on the first one that comes out. And I can fully understand that. I mean, that's how I've been with consoles ever since I got my PlayStation 3. I got it on release day. I got my PlayStation 4 shortly after. Same thing with PlayStation 5 when they announced pre-orders. I got a pre-order like the same day. So I'm right there with you. I completely get it. I completely understand. But if there's been like back and forth that I've seen in terms of how it plays some games, if it's going to be able to support a lot of games, and then when you're paying that much money to get a first build of something and then it doesn't perform to the expectations, it kind of makes you sit back and say, hold up, I paid all this money, so it should work to play a good majority of what you advertised. Now, I understand there's patches. I understand there's other models that come out, but even still, you know, so I think delaying it to me isn't a huge deal because I wasn't putting too much weight on it. But for those people that are, I think you look at it as like a blessing in disguise, the same way as some of these games that have been announced before, you know, they get delayed for good reasons. You know, they're trying to improve the software or the hardware so you can really enjoy them to their fullest potential. So what do you think? Are you going to get it when it comes out? Okay, another story. Bethesda Game Studios is committed to single player games. Now, first off, I'm going to tell you why I enjoy seeing this story. Because, you know, while a lot of people love multiplayer games, and I'm not knocking them, I have always been a fan of single player games. That's the type of person that I am. I love just doing solo ops. I love doing solo missions. I love taking my time with something. And I guess it's just because of how I grew up. So I'm sure there's a lot of people that can relate to that. And also it's the experience overall. So once again, Joe Screbbles, this was on November 9th, goes on to say, Bethesda Game Studios, the developer behind The Elder Scrolls, Starfield, and Modern Fallout, is absolutely still committed to single-player games, according to creative director Todd Howard. But that doesn't mean it won't experiment with adding social elements to solo experiences. Now, they go on to talk about the studio is still focused on making single-player games, and Howard replied, absolutely, adding later that it's part of who we are. It's what we love about games. Now, they go on to talk about a little bit more about Starfield and The Elder Scrolls 6. And they said that both will likely broadly be single-player games in the vein of the developer's best-loved work. They did go to point on to the fact that even the studio's big multiplayer experiment added an expansion that facilitated more single-player play. With Fallout 76, once we added Wastelanders and that kind of questing stuff, the amount of people that want to play it as a solo experience is very, very strong. Wastelanders was a free update that added human NPCs, a new storyline, and more that we said made the game begin to feel like a true Fallout game. And that was from IGN. So what do you think? You know, do you think that they should stray from the formula, you know, make more multiplayer stuff? I mean, let's be real. Look what happened when Fallout 76 came out and they tried to do that. They tried to make a community-based game where it was more based on interaction, and people could say, well, there was a lot of elements that sucked and it wasn't a true Fallout game, but maybe that was never the intent, you know? So when people say they need to make experiences where more people can experience them together, and then they do, and then there's backlash, then they say, well, we're going to stick to our formula. Like, you can't knock a studio for doing that, you know? I think really what it boils down to is the supply and demand. I think that the supply, even though there wasn't as much of a demand there, that demand always comes back, especially when you look at a studio like Bethesda. You know, they're known for these solo player games, these really big story-driven games. That's really what you want to focus on, because inevitably that's where your audience is, right? So why would you stray from what your audience is? Outside of that, I don't think that Bethesda should stray from what the formula is. I think they should just keep doing what they're doing. Maybe experiment, like Howard said in it. He goes on, he said he doesn't really go into details, but he did say that you could look to the likes of Death Stranding for how some social elements can affect a single player open world. And if you didn't know, you know, players in that game could collaborate to build structures, provide hints for others as they travel through the world. And I thought that was pretty cool. You know, you like posted signs and stuff. So that was pretty neat. So, you know, maybe stuff like that. I think that's kind of cool because it adds to that feel to let you know you're not alone, but nobody's actually interfering with what you're doing. So that's pretty cool. And lastly, from GameSpot. This came out November 12th from Demi Williams. Quantic Dream's next game is reportedly called Star Wars Eclipse, and it's apparently going to be taking place during the High Republic era. Now, Demi goes on to say, new reports suggest that Quantic Dream's rumored Star Wars game is called Star Wars Eclipse and will be set during the era of the High Republic. According to GamesBeat reporter and industry insider Jeff Grubb, Star Wars Eclipse will be the title of Quantic Dream's unannounced project. Grubb claimed that the game is likely going to show up somewhere soon. Now, there is speculation that it may pop up at the Game Awards. And I mean, I would say like this, if people are already, you know, dropping rumors of things, then you gotta wonder if it's going to be coming out where they're saying it is. It also goes on to say in the article that it's ready to be announced and fans can expect an official announcement before the end of the year. So think about that. Before the end of the year, what do we got? The Game of the Year Awards. So of course that's where it's going to be announced. And if it doesn't, it's probably going to be in some other type of showcase. So I think this is cool. They go on later to say that this game was, the rumors were circulating in September and it had been in development for 18 months. The game is purportedly different from Quantic Dream's other quick time events such as Heavy Rain and Detroit Become Human. It will instead have more traditional action-adventure gameplay with an open-world environment and multiplayer elements. However, I think that if that's what got them to the dance, those kind of mechanics, I think that you should still incorporate those kind of mechanics. Because if you stray and you do something that maybe you're familiar with, maybe you're not, but that's not what you're entirely known for, then perhaps you don't stray from that. Because again, it goes back to the story we just talked about with Bethesda. You know, if they stray from the formula, then you lose your target base. You lose your target audience. But in any case, it's a Star Wars game. I think in today's climate, you know, with the graphics that you have for systems, you can't go wrong. I mean, the more Star Wars content there is out there, the better it is to appreciate it because you're staying with the times in terms of the hardware that is available. So I think that is a win. Now, we got time probably for one more story. So let's go ahead and take a quick dive into one more from IGN. And this came out on the 10th. And once again, my man Joe Screbbles, Xbox console exclusive, The Gunk gets a December release date. The Gunk, a third-person sci-fi adventure with shades of Luigi's Mansion and Super Mario Sunshine, will come to Xbox and PC on December 16th. That is literally in 32 days at the time of recording this podcast. The game will also launch into Xbox Game Pass. Now, this game, I remember seeing it when it was announced at, I believe it was the Gamescom event. It might have been E3, but it was also announced the release date at the Thunderful World event. A little bit about the game. You're set on an alien world covered in the titular gunk. You'll follow the story of space haulers, Ranny and Bex, who are faced with the dilemma of scavenging a beleaguered planet and making the decision whether to leave for the cash or stay and try and help. I think this just looks cool. You know, it's another fun 3D platformer type of game. And you can never go wrong with these types of games. And I mean, Thunderful made the Steam World series, which was a great series. So why not cash in on that success and make something else spectacular? So if you got Game Pass, get this game. It's going to be available on PC as well. So, you know, you can play it there and check it out. And if you're an indie third-person game lover like me, then, you know, don't hesitate. That about sums it up for the stories today. I hope you enjoyed this episode of The Headlines. You know, every week we bring you these stories, you know, 4 to 5 stories, maybe sometimes 6, depending on if it's a lot of stuff. But nevertheless, make sure you drop a like, make sure you drop a subscribe, make sure you share this with your friends. And as always, have fun with the games, and I'll see you on the next one. Peace.